you copied and pasted from the wrong source, from a source that wasn't up to date.
It was taking them 35 minutes to create a set of legal documents. Now it's taking them 5.
How does NACLE improve the situation, I think, is a really interesting question.
Welcome to the NACLE podcast, where we help law firms make documents better.
Welcome to NACLE, the podcast. My name is Michael Lane. I am the sales and marketing director at NACLE, and I'm your host as well. With me, as always, are NACLE founders Kim Mayberry and Lowell Stewart. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello. Great. Doing great.
Let's talk about one of the biggest wasters in almost every single law office in the country. I'm talking about something that every single day takes a firm's time, steals its money, and sneaks mistakes into their clients' documents and files. This thing is ubiquitous. It's baked into nearly every piece of software in the modern law office, and it may even be the single most frequently used tool in computing today. It's so well used, we barely even think about how lame it is.
What is this horrible thing you're talking about, Michael?
I'm talking about copy and paste. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, a little history. So this thing was invented in 1983, and it was an amazing thing then. I remember. Do you remember your first copy and paste experience?
Yeah.
No.
I was in a computer store in San Diego in 1984 with my dad, and there was a Macintosh. It was the first time I'd used a mouse, and the guy was like, "Watch this," and he made a word go away and then reappear. It's a big deal.
Magic.
I have no idea. This is like the moon launch experience. I didn't even know that existed for copy and paste.
The thing is as revolutionary as that was, and it was, it isn't anymore. And yet our customers are and law firms all over the place are still relying on copy and paste from one system to another, from one document to another. And today, let's talk about why that's not a good idea, about how that introduces errors, about how it's so slow, and about how it's limited because it can only do one thing at a time. A little while ago in a different podcast, in an earlier episode, Lowell made a remark kind of almost offhand about one of NACLE's core values is to stop copying stuff and start reusing it. And talk a little more about that, Lowell, because I think that's fundamental to what NACLE, NACLE's strategy is and why our customers are benefiting so much from it. Go expand on that a bit.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's like when you copy and paste, you're saving some effort, but the effort that you're saving is exactly the effort that would be required to retype exactly what you had before. And, you know, retyping what you had before is not what you want. You want to then adapt it, and it's the adaptation from time to time that's where copy and paste falls down, because you get a copy of whatever you had before, whatever you copied, and then the changes that might or might not have had in it, you know, as compared to other versions that you've got out there, need to be taken into consideration. The changes to the client's details have to be taken into consideration. Essentially, every time you copy and paste something, you're making another. You're just increasing the size of information out there that you have to keep in sync as you move forward. That you have to, you know, you're making another copy that you have to remember and keep in mind, because the customizations to this one might not match the customizations to another one. And so this is a huge problem for a firm that's trying to keep their language modern, trying to keep stuff in sync with, you know, legislation and statutes and so forth that are changing over time and evolving. You know, copying and pasting just makes more work for you.
Reminds me of the horror movies where you make so many clones and they get out of control.
Right. Exactly.
You know, on that same note, is copying and pasting entire documents, which is commonly done, right? Mm-hmm. And think about what is in one document isn't in another document. What we've found over, you know, over 20 odd years of doing document automation, someone comes to us and says, these two documents, you know, for example, these two wills are exact same. All we have to do is just swap out, you know, just make, you know, it's a husband and wife, you know, they're the exact same. Well, we go through, we do some document compares, and we find out, no, they weren't the exact same like you thought they were. So that's a, that becomes a real risk in the whole copy paste mentality that's available today.
Right. And if you think they're the same, then, and you need to make another copy, which one did you pick to copy for your next will? And did it have the, you know, we, memory is famously, imperfect, right? You know, we tend to oversimplify and think, yeah, those two were the same when they weren't. So it matters which one of those you copy for your next job. Quick. Yep. Why does it matter?
Yeah, the why it matters is, let's talk about that. This is, you're talking about wasting time, which equals wasting money, and introducing errors, which risks a firm's reputation. It risks the client's outcome. So let's talk about, you know, put a value on that. Can, how much money, how much time, what can people actually lose by using copy and paste so much, do you think?
Well, I can say from our statistics that we're seeing with our clients, those that have moved from copy paste in their practice to using NACLE and document automation, we're seeing, you know, we've got one client that just saved 95% of their time. It was taking them 80 hours. Now they're down to 4 minutes. Now that's a big jump. But we've got another one that's, just average attorney that was taking them 35 minutes to create a set of legal documents. Now it's taking them 5. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, the range from 95% savings to up to 80% savings. So that's a viable cost reduction when you're spending that much less time, which means that you can now bring in that many more clients, bill out that many more people. So that's the time savings that we're seeing.
Yeah. The act of copying and pasting is actually a tedious repetition in, you know, you're just doing it. And like I said before, it's so baked in. We don't even think about how wasteful this thing is or how limited it is. It's just what we're handed and we use it all the time. Right.
Right. I mean, the time that it's saving was the time that it took your secretary to retype a contract, you know, but that's not really relevant to today's world.
Yeah. You know, because when you think about it, copying and pasting is, you know, it has a file cabinet background, right?
Right.
It's kind of based in, rooted in that mentality.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not the mentality of a, you know, it's not a software mentality or a knowledge capture mentality. Because if you think about your knowledge, you know that you can't put your knowledge in a file cabinet and file it away and have it still be relevant. It has to be kept up to date. And, you know, that's the same thing with the language that you produce. If it's in a file cabinet gathering dust, it's going to sound like it in 10 years. It's going to sound like, oh, this is creaky. And so you've got to have a tool that help, you know, for creating your documents that reflects the fact that your own knowledge doesn't stay static. It expands. When you make a change in the way you word something, you want that change to go with you on all the future documents you create.
This is super important. Let's drill down a bit. NACLE, describe that process a bit more in detail. When something in, like using the file cabinet metaphor, if you drop a file in that folder, mm-hmm. in a drawer, it's static and it never goes anywhere.
Right.
With not just by eliminating copy and pasting, but by implementing a more modern tool, that piece of paper in that file cabinet now becomes a living document to which you can change, add, query, pull reports from, and make modern. And so you never have to redo anything. You just kind of update, and it keeps up with your needs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about, like, how much is there a way to put money on that? How much can the average law firm, how much are our customers talking about saving on a weekly?
Well, it's kind of hard to put concrete numbers on it, but if you just think about the number of errors you've made in the past because you copied and pasted from the wrong source, from a source that wasn't up to date, and then the chaos that you created for yourself with that, where you had to then go find something else and resynchronize and make other errors and stuff. I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Kim?
Not only that, but you think about it. If you have an assistant that's going through and copying and pasting into the document, one, you hope that that assistant has worked for you for a long time, that they kind of can read your mind, right?
Yeah,
very good point.
So you've got that side of it, but what happens when the assistant is no longer there? It gets hit by the proverbial bus, or whatever happens. That means that someone new coming in doesn't have that knowledge, and it's hard to get up and going. The second part is that you've got the assistant going through, and this is the way it works in a lot of law firms. They go through and do the first draft. Well, then the attorney has to go in and proof it to make sure that they comply. So that means that you're spending even more time in the proofing process. So you're spending thousands of dollars every month on document creating your documents that you don't have to spend. Think about it. Attorney goes in, they say, oh, they redline it, which is common. Say, this doesn't work. It goes back to the paralegal. Paralegal now goes through, makes those changes, has to resubmit it back to the attorney to look over. Then they submit it to the client. The client finds a problem. It now comes back to that whole process. It's a continuous loop that takes up hours that aren't being accounted for right now.
Yeah, and that problem is just made worse if you happen to copy the wrong thing to start with. Mm. You're making extra cycles in that whole horrible graph there. How does NACLE improve the situation? I think is a really interesting question. It requires a bit of a different mindset, right? You have to think not necessarily about the specific language, but you have to think a little bit more generally, like what are the mental steps I go through when I'm drafting this? It's those mental steps and the logic involved there that you're able to capture in NACLE. And you can break it down into little chunks of a document. This chunk that you reuse over and over again, you would make a template out of that. And so that template knows how to create that certain clause or that certain paragraph with the logic that belongs in there and so forth. And you can systematize the way that you draft those documents in a way that just makes it radically easier moving forward.
And we are in expanding this. NACLE in particular doesn't just kill copy and paste in Word, which we're, in documentation. But folks are either wasting time or they're not taking advantage of the opportunity that exists to integrate their system. So they'd only have to enter data once, and then it gets applied to all of their systems and all of their documents and all of their intake forms and all of their correspondence all at once. Talk a little bit about how that works with NACLE.
Well, one of the features that is relatively new, we just introduced in the last couple of months, is called queries. Queries let you go grab data that you've got in, you know, that you have entered one time in your, say, your case management application like Clio. You can grab that information and use that in your documents that you're generating for those clients. And so, really eliminating the need to copy and paste the client's address into the fields and so forth. You can pull it straight from the source. And in the same way, if your data has been entered in one place in NACLE, you used it for one kind of an app or set of documents you were creating, and you want to reuse that data in a different set of documents, you can use a query to pull the data in from other places within NACLE. So it's super flexible. We're not just talking about avoiding copying and pasting text in your documents, but avoiding duplication of work more generally.
It's not so much we've got an alternative to copy, cut, and paste. It's actually a totally different mindset of how you deal with your data.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lowe came up with the idea of, in the previous podcast said, stop copying, start reusing. But we really have refined that concept from stop copying, start leveraging.
Yeah.
So how do you leverage your information? How do you leverage your knowledge? For us, we've kind of put it into five different buckets. One is the document creation, which we've been talking about that a lot already. Second is within NACLE, we use what's called an object. So we can reuse automations that we've done for one place and reuse it in other places, which gives us a savings of 30% of the time it took to automate documents before. We're seeing that savings just in the automation. Then you think about external client intakes so that your clients can start filling out information for you, as opposed to them filling out the PDF form or whatever it is, then bringing it in, and then you have to retype it. So we're stopping copying there. With our CRM integrations, we got Clio, we've got Kiro, we've got Zapier right now. Other ones are coming up too, and our API integration. So applications are starting to connect information together. And the third, the fifth one that we see that's the future is what we call micro publishing and publishing, where it's not just about document having to, it's not just about, using your own documents. And now, in the future, it means that you can grab from other documents from other people in the state that are doing something similar, and they can now, you can now integrate with those other documents and pull and not have to re-automate those. Because how many of the exact same document gets re-automated throughout the US or throughout the world multiple times? It's like, why are we still doing that when you could just have one person automate it and then the whole country can use it? That's kind of the future of where we see, when we start talking about stop copying, start leveraging, that's where we're starting to see is in the future.
Right. So. Yeah. And another way to look at that, Kim, is, when you are doing this new way of thinking about your documents, this systematized way of thinking about the way you produce documents, what you're actually doing is creating software. And for two different people to spend time and money for, two different firms to spend time and money to do essentially the same, to build the same piece of software in-house. Well, why doesn't one of them do it and license it to the other? That's where this new mindset can take you. If you think about drafting in this systematized way, once you've got a document that drafts itself, why not license that to other people so that they can leverage the work you've done? It takes leveraging to the next level. That's certainly something we plan to do in the future in NACLE. Keep your eyes Keep your ears peeled for that.
Keep your ears peeled on that one, right?
Yep.
That's going to it's an undertaking to do that, but the advantage we have with the architecture that we have is we can do it.
Yeah.
So,
and we have a growing list of interested partners to help us do that as well.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, I actually this morning got off of a phone call with one of those interested partners, so it's
progressing. We'll talk about it later. I want to talk a little bit more about efficiency overall. I know that word gets used, overused. Nobody knows exactly what it means. Everyone's got their own, you know, expectation of what that means. But everything we've talked about is about making the job better, making your documents better, making your intake procedures better, making communication within your office better. All of these things are under the umbrella of efficiency improvement, right? And they all trickle down to really a couple of benefits for every firm who employs them. And that is no errors, more money in your pocket, better workflows. So I guess I kind of just talked to myself about the efficiency rather than you guys, but is there,
you did a great job.
This is sort of, you know, Anaclee is we aren't so much selling the software as we are a new way of doing things better for the office overall. You know, this isn't specifically solely limited to documentation. This is, again, it's about removing the file cabinet from our heads and thinking about digital data in a completely new way that allows the modern office to do things on an efficiency scale that you didn't think was possible before.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like becoming your own, you know, becoming your own software company with, that's not it. But
yeah, but you're creating your own applications to solve the issues in your own particular offices. And so, right. You know, we aren't necessarily, we are providing a tool set for people to build what they need to get their jobs done. Right.
Right.
So and part of it is, you know, we get together all the time. We talk about this and it's so frustrating because we want everybody to know this, you know?
Yeah. But it's significantly, you know, it's very flexible in the way that it's a tool that gives you a lot of latitude in the way you want to solve your problems. And it pays to get creative with it too.
Yeah, absolutely right. So guys, this seems like a good spot to end this. Excuse me. I want to extend an invitation to listeners. Check us out. Book that demo. And you can find us at nakly.io, KNACKLY.io. We look forward to showing you what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk.
It's been fun to talk about this and, you know, go through and think about what the future is going to be and where Nakly fits into that future.
And that concludes Nakly, the podcast. Please be sure to leave us a review, and if there's something you'd like to hear from us, reach out and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and our website, nakly.io. That's spelled KNACKLY.io. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you again soon. Meanwhile, be well and be kind.